11 to 8, RSN 927, Sports 7, Michael Christian, Mick McGuan and Adam White with you through until 8.30 this morning. Great to have our next guest with us, young star for the Magpies, Jonathan Marsh. G'day, Jono. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you, boys. How are you?
Going really well. Congratulations on your performance against Fremantle. Was that your best game for the club?
Yeah, I think so. I've only managed to crack into 7, so I think that will probably take the cake of the best one.
How does that... Does it give you a sense of belonging, a sense of belief that you're able to play so well on the big stage?
Yeah, it actually does. I was talking to one of the coaches after, who just said, just take the belief out of it. It's obviously good to have a solid performance, but it's all about backing up in AFL, as you know. So, yeah, same thing this week, but it's nice to, finally clunk a couple marks, because that's what I like in my game. I pride myself on that in the VFL, so show that then. In the ones, it's good
signs,
that's for sure.
Jonathan, I want you to go back to your debut last year. I think it was against the Blues that we witnessed you play. What have you learnt from that first game to where you're at now in terms of your short-term career?
Probably just how quick the game is, to be honest. When I debuted, obviously, I played a lot of VFL. There's not much you can do to prepare for the AFL level and the speed and the quickness and even just the intensity the forwards running. So I found myself in the VFL again earlier this year, and once again, when I came in against Melbourne, I was knackered the whole game. The skill and the speed level is just completely different. So I think what I've learned is the intensity there is just amazing. So to get your body right and make sure that you're as fit as possible by the weekend is so valuable to have.
A lot of people, Jonathan, don't know about the challenges you've had to get your body right with so many setbacks along the way. Now you're trying to secure your spot in the team. Do you feel like you appreciate it a bit more because you've had to really earn it and you've had to go through a fair bit of hardship to get to this point?
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, there's a couple of hamstrings that I did were fairly significant, and I was even just appreciating being able to run again after doing those. And then to come back and play football in the VFL, I was appreciating that. And then, like you said, to be able to come crack back into his AFL side, I really do appreciate it. I think I was more nervous 2 weeks ago against Melbourne than I was on my debut, just because I was just so excited to finally be back in the team and play on the big stage. Obviously, we're drafted to play AFL, not VFL. So, when you finally get your chance, especially for me, I do really save at the moment, that's for sure. And even on the weekend, I always manage to run out with a big smile on my face, because it's quite a fun time. And even though we're about to go out to war with another side, you kind of look at it like it's very exciting.
We spoke to Bucks on the weekend, and he mentioned you. And rather than talking about kicks and handballs and marks, he talked about how you are a great team player and you understand the importance of team, and in a defence you understand the importance of team defence despite being so inexperienced. Can you explain a little bit more about what he means by that when it comes to you?
I think, personally, I think whatever you can do to make someone else's day easier is probably one of the best feelings you can get on the footy field. So that's kind of an aim of mine before I go into any game, whether whatever level it's at, is I just want to make, if I can make one guy's job easier on the day, or the back sixes, or even the mids, or, someone, I just like to help out. So I do use my voice a bit to help out there, just to remind people what the backs have to do. And I've heard that, if the mids hear me yelling out at the backs to run up or anything like that, it actually helps them too. So that's probably my aim going to games is, obviously, you want to perform well and look after your own performance. But, like I said, if someone comes up to you after the game and says, thanks, mate, you helped me out, I forgot it on that time or something like that, that's when you really feel special.
Jonathan Marsh is with us, star for the Magpies on RSN 927 Sports 7.
Jonathan, I spoke to a recruitment person the other day in relation to your good self, knowing you were coming on our show this morning, and he believed you're as good a forward as what you are a defender. Have you ever knocked the door down to Bucks and said, don't forget I can play forward?
Whoever said that, they don't know what they're talking about, because I was a shocking forward. I run around with it like a headless troop. I think in my Colts year at Waffle, I kicked 20 goals, 40, I think, something like that. So
you got the footy, though.
Yeah, got the footy, but there's not much point getting the footy if you're kicking like that. So I think I'm a true blue defender, and the forward was purely just athletic ability. I think I was able to get the ball, but not much skill involved at all.
And tell us about your forward line this weekend. How do you think it will look? Obviously, Travis Cloke has been at the forefront of the news for probably 8 weeks now. Will he stay in the team, and will Darcy Moore return?
I've obviously got no clue. That's the only one for the selectors. I'm just here to play football, but Trav played his role, and I'm not even too sure how far Darcy is away, but hopefully he's right to go. But yeah, I'm just paid to play footy, so I'm not too sure. So.
Has he been training with the main group, Darcy?
I think the last week and a half,
okay.
Something like that. Yeah, so it's fairly surprising because he's coming off with a significant injury, but Darcy has that ability to be told that he's going to miss X amount of games and then halve that, really. He did that in his first year with a hamstring injury too, so he's very a resilient young man.
Now, it's been a big month for your family. The Hall of Fame was a very special night for, for a lot of people very close to you. Can you explain to our listeners exactly what happened?
Yeah, it's been a huge month, actually. So, first and foremost, my brother, who's been at Sydney Swans for 4 years, managed to get his debut. Yeah. So, that sent some shockwaves to the family. That was fantastic.
And after being emergency about, 68 times?
He was emergency for a very long time, through his second, third, and even, his fourth year, so that was fantastic for him to get his gig. And then after that, we found out that, my granddad Ray was inducted into the Hall of Fame, so I think that was a week or 2 weeks after my brother's debut, and then I managed to crack back into the things that weekend too, so the whole family was over in Melbourne for when I came back into the side against Melbourne. So I had about 9 or 10 of the family members there. And then on the Tuesday, we went and all went to the Hall of Fame dinner, which was a fantastic night for Ray to get inducted.
And, Jono, we spoke with your brother Harry a couple of weeks ago, and he said he's got you well and truly covered. Is that right?
Covered for what, Steve?
As a player, as a footballer.
Oh, no, not at all. No, he's... No, he's too small for me. I see him up for days. And he's slow. He's so slow. I think the only time he'd get me is on endurance, but I wouldn't even let it get to that, to be honest.
Great to see Dane Swan on Twittersville. Jonathan Marsh, did he give you a rap or have a go at you at all over the weekend?
I did say that. No, he didn't mention me. I'm actually kind of glad I escaped the blowtorch, but I think I've talked 23 times in my life. So
does he even know who you are?
No, I hope so. I'm not too sure.
Some of Swanee's great lines, Chris O. I like Varco's idea to lock the ball in forward half by kicking it out in the full. Treloar on the same page as Varco too, sticking with the game plan. They can't score if it stays up our end. Ditto for Chris. He's got some great wit, hasn't he, Jonathan?
He's fantastic. He's a very unique individual. And we do appreciate, the laugh that he can bring. You always need some... like that around a footy club, and we definitely do appreciate it.
Now, mate, it's a bit warmer in Margaret River, but why the long sleeves?
I don't think it is warmer in Margaret River. It's when I was growing up, it's freezing there, but I can't get too used to the cold over here. Like, I've rocked up this morning in four jumpers and slipped over track because I just can't do it. On the weekend, if I can find anything that will make me just a little bit more comfortable, I'll take it.
Well, mate, you don't lose the long sleeves for next week because you're going beautifully at the minute. I appreciate your time this morning and good luck for the big game on Saturday night against the Blues.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for having me.
Jonathan Marsh, young star for the Magpies. He looks like a player, Mick.
He is a player, Chris. So he backs his instincts, and you've always said a good defender when he's got the opportunity to mark it, go for his marks, and that's what Jonathan Marsh does.
They rate him very highly internally, and they've had to be patient with him because of the injuries he's had, but they think he could be something a bit special.
Yeah, well, he is. He's got a bit of extra.
Yeah, he has. And just listening to him today, he's a very switched-on individual. Yeah.
Didn't have too much respect for his older brother.
I tell you what, his older brother, I actually went up there and did that game that he played. He actually played really well, but because of Sydney's settled defence, he just can't get in. Yeah. I reckon he'd be one that would be on the radar for a few clubs.
Good on you, Whitey. Outstanding work. We will see you on Thursday.